It's a Tech Tuesday, Bill. I look forward to Tech Tuesdays, and I look forward to talking to Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. How is it going?
Hey, it's going good. Keeping us busy lately. There's always something weird going on.
Well, what's name some weird stuff. I like the weird
stuff.
The
weirder the better.
How about flying cars?
I want flying cars.
I don't. Where,
you don't want flying cars, Wendy?
Enough accidents on the roadways.
Oh.
Uber actually has outlined a plan to make it their next mission. They're investing in it. So although we always joke about, like, where are our Jetsons, where are our flying cars, they're working on it. So they hired a former NASA aircraft engineer, and they are very positive about how this could happen in 10 years. At least that's what they're, you know, telling everyone.
That's a pretty short time, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe testing can take place by 2025. The point is that they're not alone. I mean, this is one of those dreams that, like, really big tech companies like to put a little money into for R&D. Like, for example, Larry Page at Google, he personally funded a flying car startup company back in 2010. And then there are some, like, small companies, like, that are actually, you know, trying to make this happen too in Silicon Valley. So aside from self-driving cars, I guess now we want self-driving flying cars.
Well, and Uber drivers are a lot of times people who need part-time work and are trying to supplement their income by driving Uber cars.
Yeah.
Is this going to be for retired pilots or part-time pilots?
Yeah, right. Like, I think we got to work on that whole certification thing.
Right.
Bridget, do you think with flying cars, it's the first one across the finish line wins? Is it whoever invents it first? Are they in the best shape or not necessarily?
Well, they'll get a lot of fame, but I mean, think about where self-driving cars are. You see a lot of small little movements, and suddenly every car manufacturer now is practically putting research into it. So you have Tesla, who, you know, right now, if you have a car, you can, like, you know, have it just start driving on some roads straight with your hands off the wheel. Does that mean Tesla won the race in self-driving cars? I don't know. And same with Google. You saw they made some prototypes already, but we're not in the seat yet. We're not really riding them. So I think regulation kind of ends up being the thing that holds everyone back. And then once some company does make a big leap forward, you're going to see everyone racing to be among, you know, the first, I guess. Although, I think that takes another kind of level of people, you know, and trust. Right now, everyone's still afraid to go into a self-driving car.
Yeah. Although, did you see one of the Super Bowl commercials showed a self-driving car? Just one of the scenes was a self-driving car, and the kids were in the front seat just talking as the car just kind of glided past. And you go, oh, if it looks like that, yeah, let's bring it on.
That's the idea, right? Being able to just commute and not have to deal with it. And
the Jetsons.
That say you really shouldn't be that afraid because, you know, humans, you know, are really bad at driving more so than a robot, if you know. So you got to think about that stuff.
Because think, first of all, if there are driving cars, you're going to have accidents midair, and then those cars are going to fall to the ground. So you're going to, like, double the amount of people injured in an accident.
Well,
I know that's not the plan.
Don't bring this up during the pitch meeting.
I already have I mean, if you think about it, I mean, there are autopilot modes on things that fly already.
Yeah, that's true.
It's about thinking about that drone technology and having it just kind of work already. And people are going to crash on their own if they were driving too. So,
yeah.
If they can find some way to do what George Jetson did, he drove to work and then his car folded up into a briefcase.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, parking is a pain in the butt. It really is.
I just want to travel in a tube. Like just suck me up and go.
Like in the bank, at the bank, like that kind of thing?
Yeah, that was a Justin thing too, right?
Yeah.
Like, got to where I needed to go, just went in the tube.
All right.
Too messy on the hair, I got to tell you.
No.
All right, I have a question for you. I know that Twitter first came out with Periscope, and I remember when it happened here on this radio station, everyone was very excited about it because they could go, oh, my God, we could go out to the courtyard and film something live. And then Facebook Live took off, and everybody's doing it, but now YouTube is in on the deal.
Yeah, so they're the video king, right?
Yeah.
And now they have something where their most popular accounts can just instantly go live. Everyone who follows them gets alerted on the phone. And the point is to go live on the phone, on their mobile app. And it's only for people who have at least 10,000 subscribers right now, but they will open it up to every average Joe as long as they have a channel that can have advertising share revenue, because it's all about money. They're finding that they've been testing this out to hundreds of people since the summer, and it's got a lot of potential to make them a lot of advertising money, because when you get that alert, you just want to jump in and see, well, what's going on? It's going to be live. And on top of that, though, I think there's something else that's more interesting in this whole live space on YouTube. For live videos that are that you're watching in the moment, you can send money. You can send a tip to the person making the video to get your comment seen first. It's called a super tip or something. Like, it's basically, you're just going to pay $5 and make sure that they can see what you're going to say, because people who are going live, they probably are getting hit with so many comments, you just can't read it. It's too fast. And one person who tested it out already, because it just launched today, said that when he went live just walking around talking about what he was doing at Target, in the span of about a half hour, he made $900 in tips.
Oh, my God.
Is this a celebrity or just a regular guy?
Well, these YouTube people are celebrities now, aren't they?
It's a little bit of both, right? He's a regular Joe, but he had a big following already. And these are people who just, you know, subscribe. They love to see what you have to say. And when there's hundreds of people in a chat, essentially, you know, just writing comments, the fans go, hey, I have a question. I really want to be seen. They'll throw in a buck. They'll throw in $5 maybe. And the people who pay the most get to be seen first. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he made $900 just walking around a freaking Target. Just talking.
And that's in addition to what he's getting from YouTube.
Right. That's in addition to any advertising revenue, because they do the ad share on there. And these people make, I mean, the top people on YouTube, if you add them all up, just the top 10 or so, I mean, they're making $70 million.
I know.
Revenue, you know.
And they're like 16-year-old pimply kids playing video games and stuff.
Yeah, or they're unwrapping presents and toys.
Oh, the unboxing.
Yeah, the unboxing stuff. You know, like, it makes you think about, well, could I do that? But, I mean, we're talking, you have to really establish yourself for a while. So, yes, you can do it, but you have to really get a big audience going to at least get to that level. But, yeah, anyone can try it.
Bill, you are missing the boat. First of all, when you're on YouTube later, Bridget, we should tell you about this. You know Drake Bell from Drake and Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Bill hung out with him. They did a video on YouTube about Bill's toy collection, so you should watch that. Just Google Drake and Bill or whatever. And, Bill, there's your in. You could be like Bill the Toy Boy.
Oh, would that be for all ages or just for adults?
Well, boy toy would be for the over 30 crowd.
All right.
But you should check out that video, Bridget, because you'll see Bill's toy collection and you can see Bill hanging with Drake Bell from Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, thank you, Bridget. I'll bet you $10 Bridget never looks at this
video.
She
will look at it.
All right.
Bill's not a YouTube sensation yet, but
soon. Not yet. I'm going to put on a Chewbacca mask.
Yeah, there you go. Piggyback off the other sensations.
Well, thank you, Bridget. We appreciate it. It's Bridget Carey, everybody. She's over at CNET.com. Go there and learn things.
Thank you. Thank you, Bridget.
Bye, Bridget. Thanks. We'll take a quick break.
She'll look it up, I promise you.
You think she will?
Yes.
That video, by the way, on his site got over 90,000 hits
in a week.
How did that happen?
Because he's Drake Bell.
Is that what
I'm
it
sorry,
is?
You're trying to put yourself
no,
in the mix here.
No, it had nothing
here.
To do with me.
Drake Bell has a huge YouTube audience, and now that's what I'm saying. Now's the time to capitalize on that.
I guess.
You're Drake's friend, Bill.
Sell it that way.
Yes.
All right, I'll sell it that way. Some news is coming. Bill and Wendy, WGN.